Before we get into tonight's episode, Bullwinkle?
Don't mind if I do. If you all want the scoop, all the poop, and I mean if you're into that, then head over to gbgpresentspod.com and subscribe to our mailing list. It will keep you tuned into the what, the where, the how, the why, and the more. Like our extra show at Pack Rat Comics for Halloween Fest, or Halloween Comic Fest, that is. Rocky and I face off against the Slender Man. Ooh.
Right. Or how like our big season one finale show is coming up on November 19th, almost less than a full month from now. So if you happen to be in the Ohio area, come out to the 2015 Eisner Award-winning Pack Rat Comics. Admission is free, and the show starts at 7 o'clock.
And don't forget that if you like our show, to subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a review. It helps us out bunches.
Before we begin, this is just a little reminder that tonight's episode was recorded on September 3rd, 2016, as part of The Good, the Bad, and the Geekies live from Pack Rat Comics in Millwood, Ohio. That's enough for me. Let's get started with this week's episode of the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
Hi, Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... The Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle! Starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel, and his pal, Bullwinkle J. Moose.
I can't find the microphone!
Hurry, Bullwinkle, our show's about to start!
Oh, I found it!
Along with a host of others! Boy, howdy, do we have a good show for you this time.
What, as opposed to the last time?
Yes. We have a plot to take care of. We now continue where we left off, with Colonel Burnside and the Colonel, with Calvin Burnside, rather, and the Colonel driving Bullwinkle to the IUPAC. Bullwinkle is in the back of the car, twiddling his thumbs and looking at the scenery as Calvin peers at the moose.
He doesn't seem that right in the head, Colonel.
Neither do you, but we make do anyway. So, Mr. Moose, I take it you got some big fixings going on up here at the IUPAC.
Oh, boy, do I. I'm going to win the friendship of my best friend back, Rocky.
You are you?
Some squirrel named Rocky.
Yes, indeedy. He is mad because he says I bumble everything up all the time, but this time I am not going to bumblebee it all up.
Don't you mean bungle?
Why, what did I say?
You said bumblebee.
Where? A bee! A bee!
Bees!
Get off the steering column, you big dummy. Both of you, Lord, I swear, you are both big dummies.
Sorry, Colonel. I just used to always have nightmares of him since I was a cub.
Yeah.
You big ninny, did you see a bee in here?
A bee?
Where? Oh. A bee! A bee! There it is! There it is! Get him! Get on the bee!
No bee here! There's no bee here!
Meanwhile, somewhere high above the northern region of the U.S., in an airplane rests Rocket J. Squirrel and those fiendish no-goodniks Boris and Natasha, though Rocky knows them as BBK, Bad Boris Kardashian, and Kim Kardashian.
You know, I want to thank you for getting my ticket.
Yeah.
Some people have a hard time keeping up with us.
Yes, people have problem keeping up with Kardashians.
As Boris does his best, unbeknownst to them all, a sinister plan was afoot, which started simply with...
Mr. BBK, sir, your phone.
My what? Oh, yes. One moment, please.
Boris Badenoff excused himself as he went towards a private section, long and far away on the other side of the plane as he talked into his cell phone, keen on not drawing the attention of the plucky squirrel. When the coast seemed clear...
Boris Badenoff, world's greatest no-goodnik. How may I help you?
And so here we are! Tell me, where are you, Badenoff?
Who is this?
This is your big boss, you smuck! Answer the question! Timing is... Everything, Badenoff!
Oh, I am... Pl- plane in sky with Natasha and Squirrel, on the way to you in North Carolina.
Excellent, excellent. And what flight are you on?
Oh, yeah. Natasha and I did not give you flight number.
Well, bad enough. Time is of... Oh! Ever? Importance!
Oh, yes, yes. Sorry, boss, it is... Oh, yes, we are on flight Landianic 815.
Landianic 815? Landianic 815, you have that? Yes, Baranov, we have it. Excellent. Excellent indeed.
Oh, we do good, boss.
Better than good. Too good, dare I say, Boris.
Ooh, maybe I'm not a good guy after call.
Huh? Is this one of those weird double-meaning things? If so, I don't... I don't have the time for it!
Oh, boss, Natasha and I, we have what the narrator say, existential crisis, and it's not...
Okay. Look, I need a level with you. There has been a change in plan, Badenov.
Boris Badenov, that no goodnik, looked around and looked at the phone. He wanted to make sure no one else heard this one.
Change in plan?
Yes! Allow me to...
Blow your mind.
And with that, a few moments later, sweet peas and carrots with gravy high in the sky, Flight 815 exploded in a brilliant flash of light? Folks, I'm sincerely not sure what just happened. I mean, what happened to Rocky? What happened to Boris and Natasha? I sure do hope we find out next time in the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle called The Voice of Doom or The Big Boss's Boom!
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peachfuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm JT Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night Gig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.